Today on CityCast Houston. There's no doubt that Houston is a top-tier food city, but even the most hardcore foodies aren't eating out every single day. So we're skipping the restaurants and celebrating National Frozen Food Day. From the best frozen foods on the go to frozen foods your kids will love, we're getting the best recommendations from our friend Emily, who runs the popular website Texas Grocery Finds. It's Wednesday, March 6th. I'm Rahil Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Emily, welcome back to CityCast Houston. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me back.
So last time we talked, you were HEB obsessed, and you're no longer HEB obsessed. You're Texas Grocery Finds. What happened? Tell me about this change.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I'm still HEB obsessed, just not in name. I really felt like I wanted to branch out a little bit. Not everyone has HEB. They don't ship, so it's hard for people to find some of their products. And while I still love HEB and talk about it about 80 to 90% of the time on my channel, I wanted to open it up a little bit more so I could talk about some products at some other stores and tour some other grocery stores. I'm actually going to a tour of Foxtrot, which is a Texas boutique grocery store that's popped up all over Austin lately. I'm doing that later today. So it's just opened up my channel a little bit more to talk about some other things. I'm really excited.
I'm excited as well, because the timing couldn't have been more perfect, since we're talking about frozen foods and now we're opening it up to all grocery stores around Texas and around the Houston area specifically. Yeah. I'm so pumped. What was your relationship like with frozen food, by the way, growing up?
You know, I think my family definitely ate frozen food. My mom recently told me, I can't believe I give you kid cuisines.
Yes.
I was like, you're right. We ate some of those. I think we did a mix, though. You know, we ate a lot of fresh food and frozen food as needed.
I think like most families, we loved frozen pizzas, right? We would always eat one after school. It seemed like we would just fire one up. But I remember in college, I survived off of those cheap frozen dinners from HEB for like a dollar back in my day, right? Like before the economy, you know, is like now it's like $6, I feel like. But those were my lifelines, and they helped so much, and they were so inexpensive, but so bad for you.
Yeah. It's just, you can't beat how easy frozen food is sometimes. And sometimes you need that, in my opinion. You need something quick and easy.
Yeah, and that's why we're celebrating it today, because look, there are some great restaurants, but sometimes you just need something quick. And let's start with a quick lunch, all right? Give me some suggestions for a good frozen food lunch, right? Something you can just heat up in the office or at home in between meetings.
I'm going to go with empanadas, empanadas. They're Texas brand. They were in Quest for Texas Best and got in HEB grocery stores. I think that's a really fun one to grab and go for lunch. I love their spinach and mushroom empanadas.
Yeah, that one is good. My HEB has them for sure. So I know a lot of HEBs around the city have them as well. And they're like $4, I think. So it's not bad. And they're somewhat filling, honestly.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's a really good one, Emily, to start us off. What's your go-to quick and easy frozen meal when you're too tired to cook dinner, right? After a long day, you're like, enough of this. I don't want to wash dishes. Give me something frozen to throw in there. What is yours?
I would definitely have to say frozen pizza, like so many people. I actually have a Randall's nearby.
Yes.
Like one of the only things I go to that Randall's for that I really like are these barbecue chicken pizzas that are like $5 and they're thin crust. I really like those. HEB has some new flatbreads that they got in the last year, and they have a barbecue chicken one that's good. It's not as sweet like some barbecue chicken pizzas are. It's more savory. That's a good one as well.
Yeah, it's wild that, you know, Randall's used to run the city, I feel like, in Houston, and now there's still some Randall's around the city, right? The one that I always remember is the one in West U, but yeah, they've got some good stuff there. And let's talk about frozen pizzas real quickly. When you cook your frozen pizza, are you just putting it on aluminum foil and just getting the job done? Or do you bring out a pizza stone like me and make it like somewhat bougie?
I feel like I should say bougie, but no, I just throw it in like foil.
Yeah, foil is the best way to do it. Like some nights you just don't have the time to heat up a pizza stone and just get, it's like 5% better, okay? It's really not that much better. I've got a recommendation here as well. For us, I love the Trader Joe's Mandarin Orange Chicken Packets that you can buy. They are pretty much cooked, they're fried, ready to go, and they have this sauce that's, it says Mandarin Orange, but it really is like a General Tso chicken. It is so good, and I think we eat like 5 bags a month. It is my favorite. That was our go-to meal during the COVID shutdown. I would like literally, we're like, we'd go buy so many, and I was just like, you know what? This is our comfort food. And you just make some white rice with it. It's easy. It takes less than 40 minutes to get done. I love that one.
Yeah, Trader Joe's teriyaki chicken. I used to live on that too. But someone makes some rice. Oh, so good.
Trader Joe's is so good for frozen meals. Like, I know that's one of the grocery stores you're hitting up a lot more as well. What's your relationship with Trader Joe's right now?
In my 20s, I lived at Trader Joe's. Now I live a beat away. So I have to, you know, like purposefully go down and make a trip there. But I do love Trader Joe's. For now, it feels kind of nostalgic since I mainly went in my early 20s. I will make my trip out of the way to go to Trader Joe's just for frozen food, because that is what they're really good at. They're like, have such amazing frozen food. We had the sweet potato gnocchi recently, and that was, that's amazing. Yeah.
They don't miss at Trader Joe's. I think that's like the highest hit in terms of new items to try, and you go, oh, wow, that was actually really good. And I know there's accounts out there for Trader Joe's specifically, but it is so good. You just go there, and you, if you think it's going to be good, it will be good.
Yes. Another one I had recently, sorry, I just got really excited. Arepas. They have arepas, but with cheese in them. And, you know, they're like a Venezuelan, I think, originally, and corn kind of. It's almost like a sweet corn pancake. But that you make into a sandwich. Oh my gosh, they were amazing. I got those at Trader Joe's.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived. Okay, frozen foods are synonymous with kids, right? Chicken nuggets, fries, those are all just kid food. But recently it's hard, okay, for me especially, like once you go through a certain amount of frozen foods, your kids get tired of it, okay? Give me a frozen meal that kids are going to love no matter what.
I think one that's really fun that kids love in Texas are the Texas-shaped chicken nuggets at HEB. My kids love those. Just, or the dinosaurs. They have Hill Country Fair dinosaur ones as well.
Yeah, those are really good. I always make a little extra for me because the Texas-shaped chicken nuggets just, they taste better. Okay, it's because we're Texas, all right? We're in Houston. It just tastes better. But yeah, those are really good. I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. My kids loved the sweet potato gnocchi at Trader Joe's as well, though. That was a good one to mix it up with.
And they eat it? They're cool with it?
Yeah, my twins are 2.5, so they're kind of picky, but we've tried really hard to introduce them to different things. And I know this is like every parent's struggle.
Yeah.
One day they like something, the next day they don't. But I will say they're usually okay at trying things, and we kind of go from there, but they tried it, loved it. So that was a win for us.
I love that. As long as it's a little win and they, you know, they'll eat it for, if I feel like for us, it's like our youngest, she'll eat something for about 3 weeks, like a champ about it. And then we have to find something new.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, so we all know that there's stigma around frozen food, right? It's not fresh or it's not too good after being reheated and whatnot. So give me a frozen meal that you can't even tell that it was frozen because it's so good.
Yeah, one I had that I was really surprised by was H-E-B came out with some Indian and Thai dishes, and they, I think it was the butter chicken I had, but it tasted like the rice and everything tasted really fresh to me, and I was shocked. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, a lot of grocery stores are now going into South Asian food, Indo-Pak food, right? Butter chicken, paneer, and they're, you know, like the flavors might not be as good as a restaurant quality meal, but yeah, for something that is frozen, it's really not bad.
Yeah, I think they're getting better at this.
Yeah, they really are. Trader Joe's is a good one as well. They've got a lot of options when you look at not only South Asian, but just Asian offerings as well. They're also doing birria tacos now, or just the meat as well at Trader Joe's. And that's so good. It makes a great meal.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I have to try that one.
Okay, now you're going to all the grocery stores, okay? We're not just keeping it to H-E-B. Out of all the grocery stores that you've covered, who has the best overall frozen meal choices?
I mean, I think we established Trader Joe's by far comes to mind as being like one of the top. I will say though, I love Central Market's frozen section. It's expensive, but it is fun. They have so many unique products that you can't find anywhere else. Products from different states. You know, you can get a New York style pizza, New York bagels that are frozen. I've gotten those before that are really good. So I love perusing Central Market's frozen section.
Man, Emily, in this economy, you're going to Central Market? Woo.
Hey, you know what? You have to go and set yourself like a limit and say, this is what I'm spending here. And it is a fun trip. And this is like what I'm doing today for my fun activity. That's how I feel like you need to approach Central Market.
I'm telling you, Central Market, it really isn't that bad. Look, we're both parents, and listeners might have noticed that we haven't brought up Whole Foods yet, because that's not where you're going for frozen foods, because their frozen food section is good. They've got a lot of good offerings, but man, it is expensive.
Yeah, for affordability, Trader Joe's, I think sometimes people assume Trader Joe's is more expensive or it seems fancy to them, and it's not. Trader Joe's is really affordable. Also Aldi has become one of my new favorites because everything in Aldi is so affordable, and especially in this economy, and they have a lot of really good frozen food options too, and unique, even, refrigerated take-home pizzas and things. I just had a cheeseburger one that was amazing. Actually, I was shocked.
Yeah.
So Aldi's been a fun new discovery. I do have to drive a minute there as well. So it's a destination store for me, but, for affordability, that's a fun one to check out.
Aldi's a fun one because their offerings change up so much, right? Like they just get so much random stuff and you never know what you're going to find. So that one's fun to just go walk through. And it's not that huge, right? At least the ones around here, they're not that big. And you can just walk through it all in about 20 minutes and find some really cool stuff.
Yeah. They have unique offerings. They also seem to be whitelisting some other brands, like a cheese I found at H-E-B that I love. I'm pretty sure they have the exact same cheese. It's called like honey sea salt cheese if you find it at Aldi.
Oh, wow.
But it's literally half the price. And it tastes exactly, it has to be the same cheese. I'm convinced.
Okay, I'm going to look out for that. That's a really good tip right there. Okay, before I let you go, how do you prepare your frozen food?
Yeah, I mean, I think we try for sure to heat it in the oven or heat it over a skillet if possible. And if we're just like last minute need to make something in the microwave, we do.
Oh, you're not air frying the frozen stuff? Because I'm all about air.
If I can
air fry it, yeah, I'm going air fryer. Like
we somehow, do air some fry,
way,
yes.
Yeah, air fry is the best way to do it, right?
Yeah, for some reason that didn't even come to mind. But yes, we air fry. Yeah, like any fries or anything for sure. Chicken.
Yeah, you always go in with that mindset of, look, I'm going to cook it over the stove today and make it somewhat nice. But by the time it's dinner, it's like, oh my gosh, we only have 30 minutes before bed. Let's just figure this out. Microwave it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Emily, that was so much fun. I'm so excited to see your new adventures. Thank you so much for joining us and celebrating National Frozen Food Day with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I loved it. Love being here.
Want even more picks from Emily? Follow her on Instagram @grocery_obsess. And while you're there, send me your favorite frozen foods that I need to try by sending us a quick DM on our account @CityCastHouston. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.
Sorry. Coco. Sorry. Let me let her out.
You're good. You're good. My sister's dog's name is Coco as well. I feel like every dog's name is Coco.
Well, her full name is Glen Coco, like Mean Girls. So I could say two for you, Glen Coco. Give her treats.
Love that.